Good evening, everybody. This is the Bugcast, episode 726.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
That was Drybone All Stars with Should Have Been You. Drybone All Stars is a music project of Torben Olsen, with featuring many guest singers and musicians, including Rasmus Söderberg, who we have played on this show before. This track, however, released last week, features Michaela Stridback on vocals and Andreas Lindgren and Stefan Söderlund on guitar. They're from Sweden, if you hadn't worked that out already, and they do have a Facebook page. But it's one of those ones with lots of numbers in, so we'll put a link on our show notes over at the bugcast.org for you to click on.
Ooh, excellent.
Quite a good start, I thought.
Yes.
Indeed. Anyway, so welcome, one and all, to the Bugcast episode 726. We're just over halfway through the year then, aren't we? Yes. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we will probably have some stuff to talk about. There's nothing in the show notes at the moment, but that's probably more because we haven't written anything in it, rather than a lack of anything to talk about. But before we do any of that,
shall we do some more music?
A little bit slow on the uptake there.
I'm getting there. But you were whittering, you see, so just waiting.
No, you just switched off.
Meow. Next up, it is Dayoung with All In This Together.
I never thought I'd get things wrong. I only try to make them right. It took some time and I've still not perfected life. Same in you, let me take away the pain. Please just know that everything is gonna be alright. We're all in this together, so standing by your side. Let's use our strengths between us and we'll build a happier life. We're all in this together, standing by your side. All of the time. It's not easy and I know, but it's worth it and you'll see. Please stick with me, I'm here for greater positivity. We can work this through, don't think that I'm against you. I just wanna help you be the best that you can be. We're all in this together, standing by your side. Let's use our strengths between us and we'll build a happier life. We're all in this together, standing by your side, all of the time. We're all in this together, standing by your side. Let's use our strengths between us and we'll build a happier life. We're all in this together, standing by your side, all of the time.
There, I'm Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
That I live, little Lord.
Was Levy Road with We Will Live. Now, I've cut down their profile to a more manageable three paragraphs, so let me just read this for you. Actuarial numbers might agree that an insurance office is a perfectly natural birthplace for a couple of crash dummies. But for members of a rock band? The odds notwithstanding, Judy Aguirre-Wirt's office apparently spawned an up-and-coming Valley music group, two of whose members honed more than their number-crunching skills whilst in Wirt's employ. The band is Levy Road, and the lead vocalist is Lorenzo Aguirre, whose mother has operated the State Farm office at 655 West Warner Road for more than a decade. Bandmate John Tucker also worked there. Aguirre is the singer for the five-man ensemble, whose members have been playing together, or in various combinations, since their junior high school years. He's also the only member, who doesn't have a sibling in the band. The drummer, Matt Motley, and the rhythm guitarist, Joe Motley, are brothers, and bassist John Tucker and lead guitarist James Tucker are twins. Although Lorenzo now works as a mortgage loan officer by day, he hopes that Levy Road one day could be his full-time gig. As to his non-sibling status within a group comprised predominantly of brothers, he insists it has never caused him to consider himself the odd man out. He would feel that way, he said, but we've known each other for so long, it's almost like we are brothers. But in a way, yes, I do feel that way, because there's no way I could be in a band with my brother. I love him to bits, and we hang out, but I couldn't work with him. That track was taken from the band's album 30 Miles Between. Now, I can't confirm when this album was released, as two albums and an EP all appeared on Jamendo and SoundCloud within a couple of days of each other. But you can go and see their stuff at SoundCloud. Again, it's one of those URLs with lots of numbers in, so you'll have to click on the link in our show notes. But the band is from Phoenix, Arizona. And I believe you may be hearing from them again.
Oh, yes, maybe. And before that, it was Dayung with All In This Together. From Runcorn in the UK, we have played a couple of their tracks before. He's UK-based David Lung Haslam. He's a singer-songwriter and producer, and he spent time doing multimedia stuff. His songs come from his heart, and it helps to tell a story. And he's inspired by a number of places, including Sheryl Crow, Foo Fighters, Oasis, Cast, Nine Inch Nails, and Johnny Murphy, to name but a few. Find out more by checking out ratic.co.uk, which is ratic.co.uk.
Ah, okay. Trying to work out why Ratic was not Dayung, but it's...
Because it's Dayung and other people.
Projects, isn't it?
Yes.
Awesome stuff.
There you go.
Indeed. Right, let's have a look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live right now as we trundle our way through this particular show over at thebugcast.org/live.
Yep, they're a chatty bunch tonight. I have seen Yannick. I have seen Peter Patterson, Maestracio, Fat Freddy, Chris from Canada, Kevy, Aris, Amy Hussey, and I think I'm up to date. Oh, and are they clangers?
They are the clangers, yes.
Aww.
Yeah, we discovered before the show that there's a Moomin sticker set on Telegram, and then somebody decided to post a picture of the clangers as a balance, I suppose. Yes. And Yannick's doing his customary dance in the charmer as well. Huh? Awesome stuff. It's
right.
You again.
So I reckon we do more tracks. We will be doing Studio in the Six.
Yes.
Studio in the Sticks. And I'll thank Dave for this because he gave me this one.
I did.
This is Send the Frogman.
In the sand on Coronado, on a beach in South Virginia, there's some badass boys in camo. They're gonna find out fast what you got in ya. We'll be right back.
pretend to flaw me. You just pretend the bad guys, so damn good man. We got a new boat, boys. Pretend the bad guys, so damn good man.
What's shaking there, buddies? This is Jez, and you are listening to the Bugcast.
Giggity-goo! Come on, girl, let's let it roll. Let it roll. Let's just run away. Find a beach somewhere and start a brand new day. Let it roll. We're running out of time. Find a mountain that you and I can climb. Soul. Come on, girl, let's let it roll. Let it roll. Got nothing left to lose. Life's a mystery. Let's go dig up some.
And that was Sammy Vulcano with Let It Roll. Make your own thunder and lightning, apparently, is what that song was all about. Sammy Vulcano tells stories, creates moods, and raises heartbeats, and more, with his music. I played his track Light in the Window on last week's show, and this was another track, brand new track, released earlier this month. He's from somewhere in the USA, I have no idea where, because he's got no online presence, and you can find out more over at his Jermanda profile, which we'll link to in our show notes.
And before that, it was Studio in the Sticks with Send the Frogman from US of A. And we've played them a few times before, including last week. And you can find out more by checking out his website, studiointhesticks.net.
Awesome. I think I've said awesome about six times in the show so far.
That's about right.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm all at fives and sixes. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, is that segue a little bit too subtle for you? No. What's the first thing we're talking about?
Oh, yes.
See, normally you'd say I'm all at sixes and sevens. But I'm saying we're all at five and sixes because...
Because, drum roll, Luke got his GCSE results.
Yay!
Yay! So he has passed everything. He got fives in six. No, five. Five fives and four sixes, or six equivalents. So iMedia and hospitality, he got a merit, which is the equivalent of a six. He He also got a 6 in art and geography. Now, for those who are a bit older and remember the ABCs, that would have been B pluses or Bs. And then the rest he got 5s in, which is known as a strong pass or a low B. So effectively, he has got everything that he needs. He's got all the marks he wants. And on Tuesday, it's college sign up and stuff.
Yes.
So I'm very excited for him.
So he's basically, he's left school. Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And he doesn't have to resit anything. He's done. He's done. I know he was nervous about his maths, but he got a 5 in that. And I think he should be very chuffed with himself because he was very good. And this was the first year that I've done this after the pandemic. Mm. So I think they need a huge pat on the back. Definitely.
Absolutely. Very proud of him.
Yeah. Right, and then we've been off for the kids.
Yeah, so I've had the whole week off.
So you've been off more than me, though.
Yes, I've got the whole week off. Caroline was off on Tuesday. Well, no, you were off Monday afternoon and Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
That's right, yes. So on Monday we went, ironically, to my work on my day off.
I took a day off work to go to his work.
Yes. And we had a picnic, which was most enjoyable.
And we drove there in the hire car that they changed for me.
Mm.
And then drove. And then the next day I got a different hire car. There you go.
Indeed. Why not?
Yeah.
And then had a bit of, had a couple of days out with the kids, just the four of us, which was nice.
Whilst I was working.
Whilst you were working, yeah, absolutely. Not my fault. Went to Magna on Tuesday. Do you know, I've completely blanked out. I can't remember exactly what we did at all. Went to Magna on Tuesday.
Cinema?
That was it. Cinema, because it was going to rain. So we went to the cinema on Wednesday. And then we got Luke's results on Thursday, went out for a meal. And then I went into Nottingham for band practice. And then today we've had a bit of a veg day, haven't we? Because...
Well, sorry, you've had a bit of a veg day.
Well, you opted to go for a stuffing great walk. How long was it after all?
It was. Now, I didn't have my Fitbit with me, but I did have Google Fit, so this won't be 100% accurate.
Why did you forget your Fitbit again?
I know, because it's halfway in the tissue box. Don't ask.
Not
we did 11,823 steps and we did just over 4.7 miles.
Not bad going at all.
So one of the courses that Luke is going to do at college is graphic communication and he's doing something called a flying start. So these are some suggested exercises. Well, they're not suggested. These are mandatory exercises where they do some activities and then that will form the start of their portfolio effectively. So they had to research various fonts, which they did, and then they had to create some letter forms. And one of the suggestions was through photography. Mm. So the long walk we did was to find letters, either literal letters on signs and things or suggested letters through shapes of trees and things like that. And I just pointed some out. A uppercase letter alphabet and a lowercase alphabet. And then tomorrow he'll start building the sketch page whilst making other letters. So I'm excited for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and then that's it really this week.
Yeah.
It's not been majorly exciting. Other than some idiot stole my car parking space for a few days. And I went out in my nightie at 7:30 this morning when I noticed he'd moved and moved my car back.
Yeah, that was brave, even by your standards.
I had a point to prove.
What? That you don't own that parking space?
that he didn't own that parking space either, and it was
nobody owns that parking space.
No, there I again, know.
He did just kind of like dump the car there.
He dumped his car and didn't move for ages. That was just bang out of order.
Then the number plates changed. That was incredibly
well,
dodgy.
Dodge. That was Dodge City, that was. Mm.
Get out of Dodge.
Yeah. So I reckon we should do some more music.
Yosh.
That would be me, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you play on track three? Oh, was it Levy Road?
I think it was Levy Road, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Well, why
I'm
are you asking?
Levy Road as
what?
Well. And this
no.
is In My Head.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Carry me, angel.
Yes, I could and should. All this chattering, she's been picturing a realistic possibilities.
Baby, sorry if I thought that it would change your mind, but I know that this time I have said too much.
Red Spot Rhythm Section with Boys Don't Cry. Chicago's Red Spot Rhythm Section follows up last year's Won't Back Down, a Roots tribute to Tom Petty, with a double dose of broken-hearted soul covering two big hits from 1980s Britain. The first of these is Boys Don't Cry, one of the most beloved songs by The Cure, which was released in the UK as a standalone single in June 1979, now I feel old. It's the title track on The Cure's first singles compilation, released in February 1980. Red Spot Rhythm Section's take incorporates elements of calypso and reggae and features Chicago vocalist Earth St. James. The second of the two tracks will be on next week's show. You can find more of the... Well, in fact, I'm about to give you a huge spoiler anyway. You can find more about Red Spot Rhythm Section over at their Bandcamp page, including the other track that we're going to be playing next week, over at redspotrhythmsection.bandcamp.com.
It's me. Sorry, I was having a drink.
You're taking a chug there, love.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The track before that even was Levy Road with In My Head from, again, Phoenix in Arizona. I'll not go... Did you do there?
I've done all the gubbins, yeah. I've saved you a heck of a task. Yeah.
So what he said, and just to add to that, that I didn't realise that he had chosen one of those tracks. I didn't even look at what his tracks were. And I said, I'm not changing. He went, I'm not changing. So you got them both.
Well, it's not the first time it's happened.
No. And again, you can find out more by checking out their SoundCloud page.
Indeed so. And that was also taken from 30 Miles Between as well. Yes. I think the only circumstance under which I probably would have insisted a different track if you'd chosen the same one as me. Because I don't think the same track in... But there again, we've done that before as well, haven't we? There was one show where we played the same track by the same artist, but two variations. That was a while back. Yeah. Anyway, we are quite early on in the, well, time-wise, we're very short this week. But as we've kind of run out of stuff to talk about, we aren't going to unnecessarily pad out the show. So we do have one more track to play, which Caroline will tell you about very shortly.
Keep going. Do your bit.
Nothing to say. Right. Advance warning that we have another pod crawl coming up, would you believe? We've only just had one. We're having another one. Yay. Saturday, the 17th of September, which I believe is 3 weeks tomorrow, we'll be having our Podcrawl Jitsi Autumnal Equinox 2022, which will be on Saturday, the 17th of September from 6 p.m. UK time. We will still be UTC plus one at that point. We'll announce all the full detail. Yeah, pub crawl. We'll announce all the details on the day, but you can find out or keep an eye on tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl for the details up to the day. And of course, on the day, we will announce the link to the video conference where you can come and join us. And it doesn't matter if you're just a casual listener of the show, if you've been listening to the show since episode one, I know somebody has. If you're a regular, it's absolutely fine. You're more than welcome to come along and join us. Next week, the Bugcast episode 727 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 2nd of September at 9:30 p.m. UK time. The week after, we shall not be doing a show. I mentioned earlier on that I had band practice on Thursday. Well, the band I'm in are actually going to be performing only a 15-minute set, to be fair, at a wedding on the 9th. So we won't be doing a show that night. If you would like to get in contact with us for any reason, you can do so. Our full details are over at thebugcast.org/contact. And before Caroline falls asleep, she's going to tell you about her final song.
Yes. So, the final track is a welcome return to Ryan Martin. We have played him a few times. He's from York in the UK. He's a singer-songwriter. He used to be a singer-songwriter for the cover band The Aneurysm Project. He's also the former singer-songwriter for heavy metal band Renoverman, as well as a former singer for hard rock band Friend or Foe. And then when I clicked on the Facebook page, it said no longer there. So I don't know if he's still himself or not, but he's had many guises. So.
I'm sure he's himself.
No, but what I mean is whether he's still active in himself, given the fact that his Facebook didn't go anywhere.
Yes.
But I've linked to his Jamenda profile because he's got a fair few tracks on there. And this was quite good. So this is called Bleed No More.
And?
Catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.